I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is the associate editor of the Pasa Tiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico, and he's with us here just about every Friday. Speaking of the arts, hey, did you like how quickly I got down from the Santa Fe Opera to the Santa Fe Baking Company?
You move quick.
Speed of light.
You ain't kidding. You're like Underdog. Remember that guy?
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine.
Oh, yeah, of course. Everything with dogs, you're just all over.
Well, am I not Polly Purebred?
That's who you remind me of. 4.5 years I've been doing this show with you, and it's been haunting me. What character is Mary Charlotte? I couldn't come to terms with that. I went through the Disney cartoons, Warner Brothers. You're Polly Purebred. I should have known this.
Oh, yes, you should have known that.
But I ain't much of an underdog, am I?
I don't know. Maybe you are.
Before I take the pill.
Listen,
and then afterwards,
we're coming up to 5 years. It's going to be our 5th year anniversary of doing this show.
Some people thought we'd never make it. They had bets on us.
They did?
Oh, sure. They were saying you'd throw me out after 5 weeks. 5 days. Some people 5 hours. But here we are 5 years later, older and wiser.
And so happy in our relationship.
Aren't we, though?
Hey, I wanted to
add. And the Friday morning stuff ain't bad either.
The Friday morning stuff is very good. I wanted to add that the vocal score of the letter, the libretto, signed by Paul Morvick, Terry Teachout, Carol Anthony, whose beautiful painting is on the cover of the libretto, and the entire opera company, and with an inscription that reads, "On the occasion of the world premiere, July 25th, Santa Fe, New Mexico," will be the first item in a silent auction that will begin on Saturday, July 25th, to coincide with the world premiere of the letter. The second item is an original painting of the cover art donated by the artist, by Carol Anthony. And Garcia Street Books will donate all the proceeds from the sales to the Santa Fe Opera. And the auction will close on August 29th at 6 o'clock. So, okay, this is one of those silent auctions where you can go put your bid on it for over a month. The items are on exhibit at Garcia Street Books at 376 Garcia Street. It's part of the exhibition titled Great Books on Opera and Music, courtesy of Ursus Rare Books in New York. And that runs through September 7th, and there's a lot of other opera masterpieces there. And we actually did an interview a while back with the director of Ursus Books, and the whole world of rare books and librettos and opera scores and things like that is amazing. It's so interesting because the librettos and the scores, they kind of become obsolete, and because they're just documents to be used. They're not to be bought and sold to the general public. They're just they just circulate among opera people, so they don't last. So they're truly rare books. Anyway, that's all I have to say.
That's pretty good.
I went to the dress rehearsal of the letter last night.
Did you see anybody get dressed?
No, I didn't see anybody get dressed.
What fun is it if you can't go backstage in a dressing room and see them?
What fun it is seeing this opera noir on stage.
Well, I'm going to go opening night.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm going to go see John Leguizamo tonight. I got to go to opening night of that.
John Leguizamo is a force of nature.
He's performing at 8 o'clock tonight at the Lenzig. I have seen two of his shows in New York. I interviewed him last week's Pasa.
I interviewed him this week.
8 o'clock, 988-1234. Yeah.
He's a comedian. He's Latino. He's got the energy of a fireball. He's
yeah,
amazing.
That's a good way to put
he's
it.
Hilarious.
It's his new work, and I think it's going to be pretty interesting. There's also a lot of other theater. Shakespeare Abridged continues at the Weckesser over
yes.
at the College of Santa Fe. It's free.
I saw that last week.
And?
All three guys are terrific. It far exceeded my expectations, as student work at the College of Santa Fe always does exceed my expectations. But this one actor, Miles Cooper, is...
Who put it together?
He's a genius. He is one of the most gifted young actors I've ever seen.
There you go. 8 o'clock tonight.
And it's hilarious. And it's that Shakespeare Bridge. Hasn't it been running in London for 20 years or something?
It played at the Lenzig about 5 years ago, too. It's just hilarious.
It is so funny.
You get all of Shakespeare in 90 minutes, which is how it should be. It's like operas. They should be 90 minutes. That's why I'm going to the letter.
The letter's 90 minutes.
Right. And the minute you tell me an opera's 3 hours, I don't know about you, but I've got floors to mop.
You've got what?
I got to clean the fridge. There's a Maria Montez movie on. I can't stay up there for 3 hours. Then it's 2 hours to get out of the parking lot. But the letter, you get there at 9. It's over at 10:30.
Yep.
You elbow and cheat your way out of the crowd. You're out of there by time to get down to the bars by 10:30, 10:45.
There's no intermissions. In the three-hour operas, there's always intermissions.
Well, of course, you got to wake people up sometime.
You also need time to eat in between.
It certainly is. What else is happening? IAIA tonight. We've got a report that they have a screening of their student films. They work together with Disney to produce some original films, and I've written about them in the past. I did not write about them this week. But the Institute of American Indian Arts on Avenupo Road is going to have a screening tonight, 6 o'clock, of 12 Native American students' film work. So take a look. It's free. Head on down to IAIA. Here's a phone number, 424-5716. And again, it's 6 p.m. tonight. You don't care about Spanish Market, Hispanic, contemporary Hispanic Market. If that is true, then don't go near the plaza this weekend. It is already, the roads
but if
are
you
already
do.
Being closed off. If you do. Tonight, traditional Spanish Market previews at 6 o'clock at the Community Convention Center on Marcy. You got to pay to get in. Traditional Spanish Market starts tomorrow. Work goes from 8 to 5 tomorrow and 9 to 5 Sunday on the plaza and nearby streets. The Contemporary Hispanic Market is also on Lincoln Avenue between Palace and Federal Place, right off the plaza, 8 to 5 both days. So basically 8 to 5 Saturday and Sunday downtown, traditional Spanish, contemporary Hispanic, working together. Some great artists. People love it if you come by and speak with them, ask about their art. You don't have to buy anything. Feel free to shop. And honestly, it's a great, exciting July event downtown. Having said that, once again, if you don't want to go to it, don't go near downtown this weekend. You're not going to find parking. Couple of children's theater pieces happening. Peter Pan continuing at the James A. Little Pandemonium Productions, doing a little show about the little girl that refuses to grow up. 7 o'clock tonight, James A. Little, 982-3327.
Who refuses to grow up?
A little boy, Peter Pan.
Peter Pan.
Yeah, of course.
That's who you remind me of. All these years we've been doing the show together, and I've been trying to think what literary character you remind me of.
Just, you know,
and now
funny?
It's so clear. It's Peter Pan.
It's funny because there's double P's for both of us. Polly Purebred and Peter Pan. We finally figured it out. A couple of pee-pees. That's great. Meanwhile, if you want to go over to Armory for the Arts, the city, different players are presenting Robin Hood. Da-da-da! 2 o'clock tomorrow and Sunday. It's Robin Hood here in Santa Fe. 984-1370. I have a feeling the fight scenes are going to be pretty fun in that one. What else? We already talked about the letter opening tomorrow night at the Lenzic. Now, here's something fun for you and me if we want to go cry. Sunday night, 6 o'clock, The Carpenters, Yesterday Once More.
What?
A musical tribute to Karen Carpenter starring Stephanie Duran, 982-9966. I'm pretty sure it's also Monday night. Did you like The Carpenters?
Did I like The Carpenters? I believe there was a brief adolescent phase when I was in about the 7th grade or so.
That's it?
Yeah.
You weren't crazy about, like, when I was young, I'd listen to the radio. Waiting for my favorite song. When it play, I'd sing along. It made me cry. That was a great song.
Well, you sing it in a great way.
Those were such happy times, and yet so long ago. And I'd wondered where they'd gone. Now they're back again, just like a long lost friend. That's it. Every song I'd sing along. You know this tune.
You don't have to sing.
You don't want to sing with me?
You don't have to.
Well, it's better than that other one I sang a few weeks ago. You made me sing that stupid You and Me Against the World. Helen Reddy.
I made you?
I'll never live that down. Nancy Benson's going to sign copies of New Mexico Culture Club, Spanish Colonial Embroidery, and The Women Who Saved It. 3 to 4 o'clock at the New Mexico History Museum downtown, specifically in the Spielberg Museum gift shop. That same day, Reed Stevens is going to celebrate the publication of her memoir, Santa Fe Dreamhouse, Encounters in the Land of Enchantment, 2 o'clock, Garcia Street Books, Saturday. And that same afternoon, Teresa Neptune and Miriam Sagan team up, the photographer and the poet, to talk about the exhibit Road Trips to the Moon.
Yes.
A work in progress at the Teresa Neptune Studio Gallery, 616 and a half A, Canyon Road. There was a story in today's Pasa Tiempo about this.
Oh, good. I can't wait to see it. I had them on the air the other day, and I'll tell you what, Teresa Neptune is a terrific black and white photographer.
She is.
We've had Miriam on before. She's a wonderful poet. But I'd never seen Teresa's work before. And
no,
it's 98%
great.
Black and white. There's a few color pieces that she's done in the past, but this is all black and white, and she's good. She's very, very good.
It's also Saturday, and I know you're going to love this, Mary Charlotte. Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary Art Show, 10 to 4 p.m. down on New Mexico 14th, south of Santa Fe at Kindred Spirits, a little animal sanctuary.
It's an animal hospice, and it's such a wonderful place.
4715366 Saturday. Go on down and visit. Say hello.
It's a happy place.
And go buy a piece of art. And if you don't buy art, go visit the puppies.
They have animal art.
And if you have $5, put it in the can down there.
Yeah, exactly.
So 10 to 4 Saturday, animal sanctuary.
Or $50 or whatever you got.
Right, but sometimes if you only have five, don't be embarrassed. Yeah, I never am. Exactly. I always do like $2 or $8 or something. I don't care if people say he's a cheapskate. That's if I have $10 in my wallet.
No, it's passing the plate, and that's what
you get. And I take two back and go over to Camel Rock. They got the quarter slots.
Hey, another poet and artist collaboration, Leon Lockridge and John Macker. Their exhibition is called Las Montañas de Santa Fe, Mountains of the Holy Faith, and that's at the Gerald Peters Gallery. And also, and it opens tonight. And also, Enrique Figueredo, who is a young Venezuelan-American artist, he is having an exhibition called Nuevas Culturas at El Zaguán on 545 Canyon Road, Historic Santa Fe Foundation, which is just a wonderful space. Have you been there? It's an old, it's like an old Santa Fe house.
No, I haven't been there.
It's really good. You should go.
Okay.
And one more thing. The Chai Vassarelli film, Yusundur, I Bring What I Love, is opening today at the screen. And we have a ticket giveaway. Mary Lynn, are you there?
Yes, I am, Mary Charlotte.
How many tickets do we have?
We have two pairs. But before we go to that, one of your listeners just called in, and we want to go retrograde back to the Santa Fe Performing Arts, because they're also, besides Robin Hood, they're also doing Rent. It's opening night tonight for students 13 years of age, 13 to 18 years of age. And her grandson came to, I don't know if it was to be in it or to see it. So anyway, that was a retrograde. But back to the tickets. We have two pairs for Yusundur. That's I Bring What I Love. This is a documentary about the Senegalese singer.
He's a great singer. There's a lot of very good music footage in the movie. We interviewed the director yesterday. It's on my website if you want to hear the interview, santafe.radiocafe.org. Her name is Chai Vassarelli. And it's a reasonably good documentary, but just hearing Yusundur, if you're a fan of African music, and it's a very interesting story. So I think it's worth seeing. So 428-1382, two pairs of tickets. Give a call.
It's that weekend, isn't it? Spanish market, Hispanic market, the letter. There is so much happening. Santa Fe Bandstand continuing with their free concerts on the plaza.
And
6 o'clock every night. Go ahead.
The Kitten Festival.
The Kitten Festival?
Yes, Española Animal Shelter is having, I'll get the information in a second, but they're having
little kitties and they need to be taken home.
I'll tell you more about it in a second. But they're having.
I'm glad you're mentioning kitties. You're so against kitties every time we come on the show.
No,
so
kitties are good.
No, but you're always like, oh, the doggies, but the kitties are happy.
I'm just allergic to the kitties.
Okay.
Outside my house, there's three little kittens who like to come over and sit under my car. And
do they have milk?
And the dogs want to eat them.
That's not good.
It's not good, but luckily there's a fence, and so the dogs can't get out of it. Okay, second annual Kitten Festival tomorrow from 9 to 3 at Petco on the corner of Cerrillos Road and St. Michael's.
It's pretty good.
It's the largest all-feline adoption fair in New Mexico.
How can you not like it?
50 to 100 kittens.
Looking for a different kind of festival, the fourth annual New Mexico Jazz Fest wraps up this weekend with Mingus Dynasty. Paul Weideman has a story in today's Pasa. 7:30 Sunday, where? At the Lenzik, 9881234, at the Lenzik. Okay, that's good.
That's really good.
Thank you. Yeah. Now, what do you know about James Brody?
Nothing.
Well, have you heard of the Brody Bunch? I'm telling you, he's presenting the work of eight contemporary composers in an audio-visual context. 6 o'clock, Santa Fe Complex Wednesday, and you could put a song to it. It's a story of a guy named James Brody. Who's presenting the work of a contemporary
guy? I think you said Brody.
It is, but it's called the Brody Bunch.
Okay, that's terrific.
I guess you don't want to hear it. You're not in the sing. Last week you said sing. This week you're telling me not to. Okay, how about this?
No, you sing.
The School for Advanced Research. We ought to get erudite once in a while. They're having a little talk called After the Fall, Iron Age Political and Economic Dynamics in Central Anatolia. I don't know. Tell me this. It's in the paper. Peter Grave and Lisa Kielhofer are presenting this at noon on Wednesday. It's free at SAR on Garcia Street, 954-7203. It's in the Pasa listings. What do you know about Central Anatolia?
I know absolutely nothing, but you know, there's an event at which I can find out, and it's coming up at the School for American Research.
Oh, Oh, that was a little jive.
What?
I don't know, but I'll go see the lecture, and
well,
you won't be.
What do I know about Central Anatolia? There's many things, in fact, most things, that I have not the slightest clue about. But I do know that there's two dogs who need people. There's one, he calls himself a 9-month-old fur person who was born with a smile on her face. Her name is Cielo. She was rescued from neighbor ranchers who were going to shoot her.
What?
Because she didn't work cattle well. She's now being fostered and awaiting the perfect home. She's agreeable with other dogs, cats, and horses, and she's very, very smart. You can call Susan at area code 575-638-0149, or you can call Elizabeth at 505-983-4204.
That's amazing.
And I believe that Omar, the dog, whom we talked about last week, who's the 80-pound English Labrador neutered male cream-colored retriever who is available through the Española Animal Shelter, he's a handsome dog, and he's an active dog, so we need somebody with a somewhat active lifestyle. And you can call Lucy, and I will give you Lucy's number. 983-1290. And that is one good-looking dog.
Shooting a dog just because it can't work cattle.
I know.
I can't work cattle either. I can't even work
cattle. Well, watch your back.
I run backwards. I have to shoot me in the face. Doug Fairfield wrote about Art Santa Fe. It runs this weekend, 11 to 6, at El Museo Cultural de Santa Fe. More artistic events. Take a look at his story on page 50 to see what's happening. And it's just one of those weekends with a ton of stuff to do. We've got some art reviews in the Paso de Tiempo, my big picture column about the New Mexico Film Museum, which I continually give grief to because I think it's something not quite kosher about it. Also see my cover story today if you feel like it in the New Mexican about the upbeat of the film industry in New Mexico. Other movies include The Garden, which is an interesting story about the largest community garden in the U.S. out in the L.A.
That looked very interesting. That's at the CCA.
Laura Gladden gave it a pretty good review in today's PASA. The animated /3D/live-action film G-Force for Kids, in which guinea pigs try to save the world, opens today. And a goofy little comedy called The Ugly Truth. Also a what you would call a war movie, but I think it's more than that, The Hurt Locker, after Rico de Vargas. I have to go see that, and The Ugly Truth, and two plays, and John Leguizamo, and the opera. At least the letter's sung in English, and it's only 90 minutes. Isn't that terrible when you think that way about an opera? If Paul and Terry are listening, they're going to strangle me, but it's like a good thing. You're excited. Especially if you've never been to opera, I think The Letter would be a good opera to go to.
They made it 90 minutes on purpose. They made it 90 minutes so that it would read and feel like a movie.
Right.
There's no intermission. It totally holds your attention from beginning to end.
Good.
You don't walk away with any tunes. It's not like
you're not singing like
a 19th century opera where there's arias that stick in your head.
It's not like The Sun Will Come Up Tomorrow.
It's not like the South Park movie.
Tomorrow.
Or any of the other great musicals.
Wouldn't that be great if The Letter ended with that song from Annie? Come what may. She's killed her lover and she's going to go to jail. Oh, that'd be hilarious. There's a lot of art openings tonight. Blue Rain, Canyon Road Contemporary, Galeria Esteban, Gerald Peters, 8 Modern, Claudia Marr, Meyer East, Montes, Patricia Carlisle, they're all having openings. Take a look at Napasa listings, page 81, for some of these openings. We already talked about Teresa Neptune. That opening is tonight, by the way, 5:30 at 6:16 and a half. If you're going up Canyon Road, there's a lot of possible openings. Pick up Napasa, page 81. Even if you don't read it, look at the calendar.
There's also the concert series in Los Alamos, the Los Alamos County Summer Concert Series. And tonight, they will have a band called the Nomads. They're replacing the Jimmy Stadler Band due to Jimmy having a family emergency. He sends his regrets.
Okay.
And the Nomads play rock music from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. You can sing along and hum along and smile along with that. And much more to come. It's by Ashley Pond, and it's just a terrific concert series for people who, for example, are working there in the afternoon. They can go and hear it. Or people who are taking a nice little drive up to Los Alamos. So check it out.
There's so much stuff. Hey, what time it is?
It's 8:50. Oh, it's almost time to go. It's 8:56.
So what's this thing in the reporter? Did you guys get listed as an audience favorite? Wasn't your picture in there?
Yes. I was. This. I am very happy that I won, that the readers of The Reporter voted me best radio show.
Wait, that's what it was?
Yeah.
I thought it was something to do with the women's prison police blotter side. Like the gal in the letter. Congratulations, I am impressed and I'm delighted. And
thank
you.
And
I love
and
you
are no
you are
small
terrific.
Part of it. That's why everybody likes the show. I can't tell you how many people who say to me, you know, I only listen on Fridays.
I may just as many people who say I turn it off on Fridays, so we're even. A lot to do. Pick up the pasta. Take a look. I'm going to turn the pasta over to Miss Mary Charlotte because I absolutely love her.
And, well, we love you too, Robert.
And we have doggies, we have kitties, we have opera, we have Spanish market, traditional, we have contemporary, we have the jazz festival, we have Art Santa Fe, we have...
Hey, you know what else we have? We
the Carpenters.
Have Salon Mar Graf Sunday Supper, smoked barbecue chicken, escarole salad,
oh,
all sorts of good things. There's an RSVP, 955-0471. It's an art gallery, it's a dinner place, it's wonderful. I've had
good.
The food there, it's terrific. Oh, and finally, there's a house concert. Rob, I think it's a house concert. No. Yeah, it's a house concert. Robert Diebel and Two Rocks and a Hubcap Music Hall, July 25th, 279 Goldmine Road in Cerrillos. For more information, 474-6501 or 438-2885.
And don't forget the Carpenters, 6 o'clock Sunday and Monday at Vanessa.
And don't forget... the wonderful John Leguizamo.
Tonight at 8. And Rent.
At 8.
I mean, there's too much. You can't get that. I'm going to six things this weekend.
And Deep Reggae this Saturday at the Lodge. Art Cats and Dance Groove in the same place where the Mambo Room sometimes is in the Lodge. It's Art Cats Dance Groove, World Reggae Music, DJ Patrix.
You better say goodbye. They're going to cut you off.
I don't even hear the music. Oh, there's the music. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe, starring Robert Knott. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company. We teleported ourselves here from the Santa Fe Opera. We are streaming at KSFR.org. We are podcasting at SantaFeRadioCafe.org. We are on Facebook.com/RadioCafe. You can email me at RadioCafe@KSFR.org. But you can't call me anymore because the phone thing no longer works.
What phone thing?
Oh, I used to leave my phone message number, but all the messages got erased, so we're not doing that anymore.
That's a good thing. Yeah, the phones are a pain in the neck.
I think, yeah, there's enough with phones already.
Yeah, my cell phone was rescinded, too, so I'm glad I don't have one.
You don't have a cell phone?
Not anymore.
Oh, that's terrible.
I'm
going
to go without. No, I can't see. You put it on the bureau, and you're waiting for it to ring. Is it going to be your lawyer calling you from jail? Is it the bail bondsman, the guy you owe money to? None of them can get me now.
Your lawyer calls you from jail?
Oh, yeah, I got
you might need a new lawyer.
Oh, that's where I met the guy.
Or you might need a new blue heeler or an English Labrador.
I've got my share of doggies.
Yeah, but some people need a new dog.
No, two's enough when you're in an apartment.
And if you missed any numbers, you can go listen to the podcast, which I try to post as quickly as possible after the show.
And you can pick up the Pasta Tampa. We have most of it. Occasionally, there's something we don't have in pasta that you have, and sometimes we have things that you don't have.
Robert Knott is the associate editor of the Pasta Tiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe New Mexican.
I'm coming next Friday.
He's here every Friday. We love having him here.
Well, I'm going to be here next week.
And it's almost time to go.
I may even wear clothes. The
Ladies
letter.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to check this out in more visual detail, come to the Santa Fe Baking Company. We'll see you soon. Have a wonderful weekend, Robert.
You
hasta
too.
La vista.
Hasta. Adios.
Ciao.